Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The real story with Heather is what's going to happen this Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday's a big day.
Conflict of interest for Colin.
Yes. So obviously it's a Lions game day, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was actually going to go to the game with his brother and his nephew. They were all going to go together, kind of something to go do, right? And then they were buying tickets and Colin was like, wait, what's the date of that game?
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's the 17th. Oh, that's my son's first birthday.
Ooh.
So before we decided how we were gonna celebrate it, he knew that's
the
first birthday
being gone.
And said, you know what, I can't go to the game. So we are gonna have his first birthday party, and we're doing a football themed, Lions themed game day party that starts at 1 o'clock, and then we're obviously going to have the game on, but also have family over and celebrate Brooks's first birthday.
I have doubts that Colin will be a present father on his son's first birthday because you have shared how into Lions games he gets. And I think that's a common experience. I think the Lions have become must watch for people to where other life things may have been taking a backseat. Now it's your son's first birthday. You can't. But John, do you see the concern?
No.
No?
From someone who doesn't have kids, that would be a comment I would think that you would have. From someone who has been through 5 first birthdays, he will have no problem focusing on. Will there be moments where he'll watch the TV? Sure.
Yes.
What helps is that it's not likely going to be a drama filled game. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're one of the worst teams in the NFL. Now, could it? Sure, but he will have no problem being the dad that I believe he is and will be, and focusing on the first birthday. And he can record the game. He can rewatch it later. He's going to see enough of it. Yeah, and rewatch it later. So, no, I have no doubt he will be 100% present at Brooks's birthday.
I don't know if I would say 100% present.
He'll be there for the moments that matter.
Yes, the smash
the key third
cake.
Downs, yeah. The red zone. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to cut the cake. Sorry, the Lions got to get into the half. They've got the ball, 2-minute drill.
It is interesting, right? Like, because the TV has to be on. It's basically all day. Like, there's days that it's like we're eating breakfast. He's like, hold on. It's whatever starting. I don't know what it's
even
called.
They're playing in Germany or they're playing in England. Yeah.
Or like it's just pregame stuff. Yeah. He's like, I got to watch this. It's always like the day I didn't realize, you know, the Sunday night, the night game doesn't start till 8 o'clock, but 10 o'clock is the same time as this Lions yada yada. I'm like, dude, we're eating breakfast, but the TV is always on. So he'll be present for the birthday party without a doubt. Yeah. Obviously, we're going to have family there and it's a big day, but there will be
there'll be other people there that want to see the game. He'll be socializing that with them while they're watching the game as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm silly to even be concerned on your behalf, to John's point. Don't have kids, don't understand how a one-year-old's birthday party goes. I just know Colin, from what I understand, is going to want to see the big plays in the Lions games. And if you guys are cutting cake or your presents or...
We'll do that at halftime.
There you go.
Yeah. So you got it all planned out.
And I will be the one mainly running around with Brooks. We're going to do it all in the basement. So we're all going to be contained in one area.
Oh,
but
so
I think
at home too?
Oh, yeah, it's at home.
I thought you said it was going to be somewhere.
It's
going to be even easier for him to do it.
This is going to be easy. I do question, did you consider moving the party to Saturday?
We did, but it's very rare that we've had one of the kids' birthdays fall on a weekend day. And it's just, that's the day his birthday is. It happened to be a Sunday. So we're like, let's just do it on the birthday. And I have family members that prefer Sunday gatherings over Saturday gatherings.
What about having them over after the game?
Well, we thought about that, but one is perfect because that's like right when Brooks wakes up from his nap.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, okay, well, he'll be up and at it for several hours. He'll be in a good mood.
You've got to do it when it's going to be best for Brooks.
And that's and like he wakes up yep, right
if
around
it's
at, one.
If it's at kickoff, then so be it.
He's awake Saturday at one.
I know. Colin was on board for this, for the Sunday. So he said, okay. I mean,
because he's already banking the win.
He was, it was partly his choice too, yep. right? I didn't right. schedule it without consulting with him. So
sure. I mean, he looked at the schedule and said, this is the Jaguars, not the Bills. This won't be an issue.
Yeah.
No stress for this one.
Yeah.
Okay. So the question then is, with the Lions becoming appointment television, have you had to alter any of your Sunday plans so far this season, or even looking further ahead later in the year, holidays, end of year, playoffs? Have you had to make major changes to your schedule because the Lions are irresistible? You can't miss games. And that's how Colin is. He can't miss games.
He's obsessed.
Yeah. There are a lot of times where if something's going on, I'll record the game and watch it later, which I kind of like to do anyway, or at least watch it on delay so I can fast forward all the stupid commercials.
Isn't it hard, though, not getting updates? Like, isn't it hard not seeing what happens before you watch it?
Do not disturb. And
see, that's tough for Colin.
Because
he gets texts and people are texting him like, oh, dude, did you see what happened?
Yeah, but if you put it on do not disturb, then you don't even get notified that those texts are there.
He's not good with that.
No.
Last year for Kelsey's birthday, it fell on the Broncos primetime Saturday night game.
Yeah. Broncos coming in on a hot streak.
A big game, right?
Oh, yeah.
Her family's in town. We went to dinner.
Ooh.
Had tickets to a comedy club later that night. We get to the comedy club, and I was going to be a good soldier. She goes, they have TVs out here at the bar. If you want to just watch the game.
She gave you license to ignore her.
Yes. So she went into the comedy show, and I'm just at this comedy bar watching the Lions play the Denver.
Was there other people?
Yes.
Okay.
We had great camaraderie. We're having drinks, having a good time. But yeah, that was last year. They're even better this year. I imagine people are trying to compromise and bargain and move things around their schedules.
I do prefer to watch it as the game is going on for obvious reasons, right? Yeah. Yeah, because you could try and block out as much as you can, but eventually you're going to find out what's going on. When the kids had the fall, you know, like Jack's had football games and Elias had softball games on Sundays. Normally, I just like to focus on what's going on the field, watch them. But because I wanted to see it while it's going on, I was able to stream while watching them play as well. So that's about the only change I've made. I still don't mind watching it later, even though I may even know the result. I'll go back and watch the entire thing and enjoy it just as much.
Because it's about the journey, John.
I don't really. You can call it however you want.
No, I'm with you. I think there's a lot of people who, if they know how a movie's going to end, it doesn't make the movie a good watch. Or if they know how the game is going to end, it just takes away the excitement. If you like football, and you're a football junkie, and I love football, yeah, I want to see how, the why, the plays, all of it. Even if I know the score. I don't mind watching it later. But there is a difference in the drama of edge of your seat. I don't know
suspense.
What's going to happen.
Yeah, sure. It changes it if you know.
Yeah. Lions game days are events. They're parties. They've become must watch. We've talked about it. This weekend, Heather, it's Brooks' first birthday.
It is. How has he won? He's already 1 year old.
Already won.
We're going to celebrate big and during Lions game day.
During a Lions game. And
yes.
We know Colin, your husband, super big Lions fan, and he's going to have to juggle both being a father and being attentive and looking after and celebrating
and being a host at our house.
Of course.
And yes.
You can't just like sit in a corner and watch the game on the TV. But you've described him as someone who is obsessive. And we're not judging. I think we all are caught up in the fever of this Lions team. So the question was, do we trust Colin to pull this off being big-time Lions fan and being host, father, etc.? And the broader question is for everybody out there, have the Lions being this good altered how your weekends go? Whether it's canceling plans, shifting plans, bargaining with your spouse, 248-539-9797.
I'm going to amend my take on this just a bit. Not in regards to him being dad of a one-year-old and this being the birthday. I think he'll be present for all those moments. The issue that I've always had is I like watching games with my kids. They can ask me dumb questions. They can ask me anything they want. They can distract me, and I'm okay because I can always rewind and go back and watch, and I'm fine with that. It's when there's other people around. If there's somebody there that I just that annoys me watching the game, they're asking dumb questions. Yeah. I will treat you like you're asking dumb questions, and then it becomes uncomfortable. And I'm okay with the uncomfortability. It's generally everybody else in the room that is not. So I think as long as he likes, and I'm not talking about just, you know, hey, it's family. I like you. We're related. It's they've got to be people that he would want to watch a game with. That's where he may get irritated.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a couple in there that he would want to watch the game with, but there's also
a couple that maybe not.
Probably. I mean, including me. I mean, he wouldn't choose to watch a game with me. I mean, no, he wouldn't.
Your questions would irritate him?
Yeah, and my, like, not questions about the game, but just questions about other things going on outside the game that I, like, bother him by.
Yeah, but that's where you're like, yeah, I'm not listening.
Well, that's what he does.
And that's what he does.
Yeah.
Ticket Texter says, the only one who's had to alter plans is my girlfriend, who is not a big football fan, because I make her watch with me every single weekend.
True love.
Texter says, I'm a nurse who has to work every third weekend. The girls I work with don't care about the Lions, but they still don't want to work Sundays because it's the weekend. I've had to trade multiple holidays and other undesirable days to get people to pick up my Sundays. But the good news is I've cleared all my Sundays through the Super Bowl, Derek in Livonia.
Boom.
So he had to bargain. He's had to use holidays. He's had to just shift his entire time off schedule, but he's cleared for the Super Bowl. Have people already blocked off the Super Bowl? Like, if you're someone who works weekends, is that something that you are actively, because you don't want to be stuck working that day if you can avoid it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure if you're a diehard Lions fan, then this is the year you want to make. You've already made accommodations. If I'm supposed to work, if my shift falls on February the 9th, I'm asking off.
Heather, I got a quick question about this party.
Yeah.
So it starts at 1?
Yeah.
And so what? We're going to do food about 2:30, halftime?
I'm guessing he is going to, unless we get it delivered, he'll probably have the food ready to go right at 1.
Sure.
Like, you know, because he's not going to want to miss.
No.
Ah, good plan, Colin.
Smart.
Right. So what is the schedule of events?
Oh, we don't really have a schedule.
Presents at 2:30.
We just have the time. People are arriving. We're going to just do pizza, some salads, and drinks for, you know, whatever. Right. We've got a cake.
So it's just, it's basically a watch party along with a birthday party. And then the birthday happens at halftime.
That's what I'm thinking. We'll do like the big birthday stuff at halftime. The cake, the happy singing of happy birthday.
You got 15 minutes.
Happy birthday is like 30 seconds.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Get your piece of cake.
How's Emily going to handle all this?
She has no clue what's. She's super excited because it's a birthday. So she's excited for cake.
You're facing the challenge, though, of when he starts getting presents and she doesn't.
I know. This is her first time really now she understands it, because she's probably going to be the one opening them. You know, at 1, he's not really actively ripping paper. She's going to open them. We'll see.
Ticket Texter says,
how that goes.
My half birthday fell on a Lions Sunday. I told my dad to move it. Signed, Olive in Canton. And more of your thoughts on the phones. Let's go to Gino. Gino, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are ya?
Good.
Good.
Good, and happy birthday, Brooke.
Thank you.
So, I don't know so much that this is rearranging, but my wife and I, we go on at least one cruise a year. And January of this year, we were on a cruise. It was a Sunday to Saturday, and that Sunday was the last weekend of football. And they didn't have the Lions on. They had a great big TV at the back, at top of the ship, back at the ship. They had some other game on, but that was the last game, and we clinched the playoffs. The good news was, and John, go Blue, we got to watch the national championship that Monday night.
There you go.
On the ship. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. The bad news was the Lions were scheduled to play their first playoff game on Sunday, of which we beat Palm. I mean, I didn't miss them, but it would have been great to see them with other Lions fans on the ship.
Okay.
This year, we book another one, January.
Oh, boy.
And we are on the ship January 11th, which is a Saturday. So that following Sunday is the division games for the playoffs.
Yeah. If they have a bye, that'd be their first playoff game.
Thank you. If they have a bye, that means I'm going to miss them on the ship. Again.
Did you consider moving the cruise to like mid-February?
Now, you talk about rearranging. I've been married for 40 years. You think that qualifies for a divorce? Yeah, no, that's not happening.
You're going to pick your battles is what it sounds like, Gino.
Got it. Appreciate, great show.
Appreciate the phone call.
Well, Jim, you got your swingers cruise in late February.
Right. Yeah, you got to make sure you plan accordingly for the Super Bowl. My 30th birthday, we took a cruise.
Other Lions fans. I wonder if there's a lot of Lions fans would be on that cruise.
What are you asking here? Are there Lions fans out there that are swingers?
248.
I mean, yeah. I'm just hoping that Jim doesn't have to watch the game alone.
So 2 years ago, the only cruise of my life I've ever been on, the one that everybody seems fixated on, was for my 30th birthday, and that was the year the Lions just missed the playoffs. So I was sweating it a little bit.
I bet you were.
At the end of the... Shut up. At the end of that season, going, I might miss this playoff game, a playoff win. Thankfully, they waited another year for me. Let's get a few more thoughts in here. Dante in New Baltimore. Save me. You're on 97.1.
Well, I'll give you a great story. I could be one of the luckiest men in the world when it comes to the NFL and football. My wife loves it. Absolutely loves football to the point where in the last 5 years, she's like, the questions are limited. She's actually telling me plays. Like, for instance, this weekend, got to do fall cleanup. We got to clean outside. She's watching the weather report, and she goes, oh, it looks good Saturday and rain Sunday. That's perfect. I'm like, well, if it rains Sunday, we can do it then. She's like, no, the Lions are on. I'm like, oh, that's right. So we want to do it on Saturday. But even more so, when we go to public places on a Sunday when we can't get out of something, I'll have the Fubo app on in my pocket. She'll have one earbud. I'll have the other earbud. And we're actually listening to the game when we're at public places.
I mean, there you go.
It's crazy. Yep. It's absolutely crazy.
It's true love.
Mm-hmm. She loves it. And it's fun because the dog has a jersey now. All this Lion stuff comes out. Like during the game, we bought this nutcracker at Bronner's last weekend. It's a Lions nutcracker. I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's actually something. It's the Christmas place. Wait, what am I missing here?
So I'll let you in on, we had a topic about, and Bronner's came up, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, and that's actually a drop. That was Jim Costa.
It's Bronner's.
Who at that time had no idea what Bronner's was.
It's Bronner's.
So. He claims to have
is
been born
from
in...
Is Costa from Michigan? Like, born in Michigan?
He says he is.
Dante, but we're doubting it.
He doesn't know Bronner's, he ain't.
Dante, I asked you to save me, and all this has done is caused me more headache and heartache.
Sorry. So I dug the hole a little deeper. I'm sorry. I'll throw you a rope.
Dante, appreciate it. Call back anytime.
He answered the drop.
I love it.
That was a great moment. Bronner's. Oh, it's a Christmas place.
You know.
Grew up at 5 in Levan in Livonia. Uh-huh. Was born in Providence Hospital in Southfield. Yep. I've only lived in Michigan.
Never been to Canada.
But I have. Yes, John, we can go through my resume. I want to talk to DJ. DJ, you were referenced yesterday in Crosstalk. You are an iconic Lions fan. You have rearranged your schedule for this team more ways than I can think of. How are you?
What's up, Constant? Are you all right, my dog? You good?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, he'll recover.
Yeah, man. So, I told Doug and Karsten this, and this is actually true. Earlier in the summer, man, I decided to have a hair transplant. And when I did that, I waited until the Lions' schedule came out to schedule my trip to Istanbul, Turkey, around their bye week. So I literally planned everything, and when the Lions went on bye, that's when I went and had my hair transplant.
How long did it take you to get there, have the transplant, and get back?
So the way it works is you fly. It takes 10 hours. You fly to Paris, and you 3 hours to Istanbul. So 7 hours to Paris, 3 hours to Istanbul. You get there on a Monday. The next for prep, the next day you had a procedure. The procedure is 5 hours where they take the hair from the back of your head and they put your hairline back where you want it, and then you got to stay there for 2 more days, and then you come back. So that whole week, I was theoretically traveling to Turkey, and then I came back and I went to the next game right after that.
Yeah, I'm showing John some of the photos you had DM'd me. You DM'd me one day, you go, I just landed in Paris. I go, DJ, what are you doing in Paris? And you're like, oh, I'm on my way to Turkey. You really have rearranged your life around the Lions schedule. Appreciate it, DJ.
Yep, my man.
All right, good stuff. It's 97.1.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.